I would be lying if I said I wasn't a little disappointed in dry January.
How so?
All right, what I mean by that is, you know, at the end of the holiday season, you know, end of December, I remember, you know, maybe weighing myself, and I know I'm probably about 15, 20 pounds heavier than what I want to be. I weigh about 185, and I'm usually, my ideal weight is right around 165, 170, something like that. So, so I was like, you know, all right. I run a lot, but I eat a lot too. So I was sitting there going, my wife and I were talking about like a little reset, and we're like, you know what, let's do dry January, you know, kind of reset the liver and all that stuff, and it'll be good. But then in the back of my mind, I was thinking, and I was remembering something that my dad had said to me a long time ago, and he was like, yeah, you know, I cut out alcohol for a period of time, and I lost like 30 pounds.
And you're like, oh, that's going to be the ticket.
And I was like, you know what? This is going to be an unintended benefit of dry January. I'm going to drop a bunch of weight without even trying. I'm just going to cut out all the empty calories that alcohol brings.
That was it.
That was what I was thinking to myself. And so, you know, yes, bettering your liver, sure.
Sure.
And yesterday I was like, you know, I said to my wife, I was like, hey, you know what? We completed dry January. Yay.
Yay.
I said, you know what? Just for kicks, I'm going to get on the scale and I'm going to see how much weight I may have lost. And she was like, oh, okay. And I was like, yeah, you know, all the empty calories that you have when you, you know, drink a cocktail or, you know, you have a beer or a glass of wine, you know, those are just empty calories that just go right to your gut. So I cut all that out.
Did you notice that your clothes were fitting looser? Because that's usually an indication for me.
No.
How much? Oh, okay.
So I pulled the old scale out and I was like, okay. And I tell my wife, I was like, okay. So I think I was right around 185-ish the last time I weighed myself. So I'm getting on the scale and I'm thinking, okay. I'm gonna
be my triumphant moment.
I'm gonna see
hashtag worth it.
I'm gonna see the 170s. I'm gonna see like 175. I was like mentally thinking, I wouldn't have dropped 20 pounds. But I did run a lot in January, and I also cut out all the alcohol. So I'm thinking, yes, this is gonna be a win.
Hashtag for the health.
I get on the scale and I was 183.6. Are you clapping?
You're down a little bit, right?
You're clapping.
Baby steps.
You know what? That's what my wife did. She was like, well, at least you're down.
Exactly. You didn't add. Right. So that's good.
I didn't add, but I didn't have the sweeping weight loss that I thought would accompany.
You were hoping it was going to be, right?
Yeah. Sure. And so at the point, like, I remember saying to someone yesterday, I was like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like,
what's the point?
Immediately
had a beer?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
But like, you know, obviously my liver's like, hey, I know what the point is. Oh.
Thank you, Ben. Let's keep doing that.
Right.
I feel better.
Right. We could just do dry February too. I'm like, shut up. And I'm like, I lost 1.5 pounds maybe.
You know what? It starts there. It starts there. It only took you a month to lose a pound. And just think of where you could be if you keep up this pace.
Follow my health tips.
Follow me for more health tips.
Health tips.
You can
a month without alcohol, you can see a reduction of weight of 1.5 pounds.
We just heard about a friend, Skip, who's going to be locking himself in a room for a year to try to be more healthy. He's got a goal of one pull-up. You've lost 1 pound in a month. I mean, you guys could both be the new health influencer.
Listen, I got to be honest. I wasn't setting out to lose a lot of weight with dry January, but
we'll see.
I couldn't help but have in the back of my mind that
maybe
this is going to
be a little byproduct.
Yes, this is going to be an unintended byproduct. It's going to be great. I'm going to see so many benefits. And here we are at the end of dry January and nothing.
Well, you did lose weight. 1 pound of it. Miami. That is something to be celebrated. We celebrate little victories and we celebrate big victories. So, you know what? We'll see in a couple, how many years until you get down to the weight that
how
you
many
want?
Years?
2 years. 2 years, you can lose 24 pounds at that rate.
Got a text from Amy who says, feel like just one bathroom break and you could lose a pound. Yes,
that
Amy,
is
thanks.
True.
Thanks.
That is true. When did you weigh yourself? Was this, it was after dinner, right? You ate, right?
Kelly, it's not going to make a difference that much.
Okay, yeah. Oh, Alicia is saying congrats on your large poo. Oh, yeah.
Great. Great. Thanks. Thanks, guys.
But Trina's like, that's not fair. LOL. See, Trina's like, hashtag goals.
Anyways, dry January. A success, question mark?
Keep going.
Thanks, Kelly.
We're saying keep going. We are all here to cheer you on. Ben, share your journey online like Skip is locking himself in a room for a year. Why don't you share your journey?
I just
you could
did.
Be influencing. Oh,
I just
okay.
did.
All right. This is where we're going to share it. We're not going to.
1.5 pounds every month. Dry January. Do it.
We will check
there
in.
You go. Check
we're
in.
Check in.
It's 99.7 DJX.